You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. About 15 anti-war protesters gathered outside of the office for Member of Parliament Anna Ganey in NDG on Tuesday. This small protest was part of a larger national event where activists across the country urged their local MPs to vote in favor of Bill C-233, known as the No Loopholes Act, ending Canadians' arms shipments to the United States and Israel. Bill C-233 is a private member's bill introduced by NDP MP Jenny Kwan. It goes to a vote on February 26th. The bill is formally called an Act to Amend the Export and Import Permits Act. It seeks to tighten restrictions on shipping military goods to the United States, expand the definition of arms and weapons to include weaponry parts, and create more transparency around what Canada exports and where it goes. The Government of Canada maintains that it has not allowed arms shipments to Israel since January of 2024. However, Israeli import data and publicly available shipping records show imports described as military weaponry and parts and ammunition continue to flow into Israel, in particular through sea and airports in the United States. Here in NDG, Member of Parliament Anna Ganey has never responded to local activists about their concerns regarding Palestine. Her office would not respond to CJLO for comment on this protest. Here is one of the protest organizers, Kimri Gomri. She's the coordinator for World Beyond War Montreal.
We're here protesting nonviolently against a horrible, violent, murderous regime in, you know, and our country's complicity and compliance with that regime. So I think Anna Ganey's a Zionist, like some of our MPs are, and she has no problem with the genocide. But we have a problem with the genocide, and she's supposed to represent us.
Though the protest outside of MP Ganey's office was small, members from multiple different activist groups were present, including World Beyond War, the Palestinian Youth Movement, Vivre Palestine, and Independent Jewish Voices. Here is Scott Weinstein, a member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada, speaking at the demonstration.
A year ago, Canada, you know, seemed to conform to the popular opinion of Canadians to not send arms to Israel. But in fact, they were sending arms to Israel by sending them indirectly first to the United States, which then sent them to Israel. So there's a loophole that no arms go to the United States that would be destined for Israel. And we want people to pressure their MPs to vote to close that loophole.
Bill C-233 goes to a vote on February 26th in Parliament. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening, gentle listeners. There's a synth in the house. Welcome to tonight's broadcast of There's a Synth in the House. My name is Matt Bay, and as per usual, from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Wednesdays, I will guide you through a selection of synth-based songs. If you're new to the show, that's what it is. It's just that simple. Whether it be any kind of synth, whether they be in the front or in the back, you've got to hear. As a little matter of fact, I've been planning this intro ever since the very beginning of the show, which has arguably not been that long ago. However, if you were curious, that is Portrait by Oliver. And last time out, I played a little mix of Daphne, a couple of songs from Daphne, and I did not have time to play two of the remaining songs, so I will actually continue that just now. But also, this is tying into the intro song, because the following one, called Polly by Daphne, off of the album Jolie Mai, it really does kind of give the same opening ouverture ambiance as Portrait by Oliver does, which I'm using for the intro. And it's really interesting. Maybe eventually, with enough time that will pass, that will be the new intro. However, I feel like that one is a bit harder to implement, because there are more changes to the tonalities and such. And we love a good opener like that. So I'll definitely be keeping Portrait, but that is definitely to be discussed for future editions. However, of course, this show is still very early on. It's just a toddler in some ways compared to some other programs. So on we go, and let's begin our evening with a continuation of last time's program with two songs from Daphne, beginning by Polly. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You just heard Daphne's track called Tin. And just before that, you heard Polly, also by Daphne. So I think that if you like these kinds of melodic or housey dance songs, you should definitely check out Daphne. And last time out, I played his new album called Butterfly or Butterflies. I don't exactly remember which one it is, but it is great fun. And some of these tracks get really experimental. So it is a bit challenging to get in on the first listen, I would say, but if you're open-minded, I think it's quite worth the visit. Now, we'll be right back, and we'll be playing some elevator music. I'll develop on that just after the ads.
Le Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of emerging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Galbe, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
You want some hip-hop, you want some R&B? Tune into The Limelight, 6 to 8 every Saturdays, right here on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
That was Elevator Music by Bobbing, Name Apollo, Marcos Manoff, and Forrest Richard Rice. Apologies, Forrest Rice. I absolutely love this song so much. Like, just the polyrhythms, the synths used, the beats. It's absolutely brilliant, personally. It's absolutely phenomenal. And And when I just, the thing is that I found this song first when I was looking for elevator music on Spotify, ironically enough. As much as I don't really like playlists, I felt that this was the best way that you could search for the genre. And this came up, and goodness me, was it one of the best finds I've ever made on in terms of musically. It is absolutely amazing, and I think I will follow Bobbing more in his future endeavors, because if that is the type of music that I get to listen to whenever listening to him, that is absolutely amazing. Speaking of elevator music, this is more of the type of elevator music that one would be used to listening to. The following would be Aganju by Bebel Gilberto.
Te esperei na lua crescer, brincadeira boa, sentei, espirrei na tua, gripei, por ficar ao léu, resfriei. Você me agradou, me acertou, me miseravou, me aqueceu, me rasgou a roupa e valeu, e jurou conversas de Deus. Aganjo, aganjo, aganjo. Trabalho que dá batalhar o pão e trazer para casa sobreviver.
mean, that groove is phenomenal, phenomenal. Agenju by Bebelgerberto, hope I pronounced that correctly, and is an absolute vibe in the middle of February. February 18th, we're getting through it. We're getting through it. We're almost halfway. Oh, no. We're more than halfway there. Hey, that's great. I mean, there's March afterwards that we have to confront, but it's a good step forward. Returning back to our normal synth related program, although this was also synth based, obviously, otherwise it would not be on the show, but more on our house and techno kind of based program. Yes, we'll return to Evik Merkur with his new album, Six, which is the sixth album that he released on February 9. And it's a very nice collection of six songs, more on the, I guess, trance side, a bit on the house as well. I'll let you listen to that, and apologies if I mispronounced this. Ljus som äter himlen is the fifth track that I will play for you off of the album Six by Evik Merkur. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was nice. That was nice. Do you love yourself some sort of this instrumental or pensive vibe? But either way, the other tracks are, I feel, even better than this one. This was just a little sample to give you about the sixth album, like the second one especially, or the fourth one, are really, really nice. Continuing onwards, we have Luna Lente with their song Wave. More on the synth wave genre. Let's get to it.
Thank you.
That was Broken by Venelight off of their new EP Afterglow, released in December of last year. Well, fairly new. I'd consider that pretty new. But in any case, very nice little relaxed song over here. And just previously before that, we had Wave by Luna Lenta of the synthwave genre. Let's continue onwards. We have Realms with their one and only self-titled album, also released last year, but in November. And had a bit of an idea to show a couple of songs off of that album. And let's begin with Recursion. Let's begin with that. No, actually, I'll change it up off the script, because usually I'll let you in on a bit of a secret of how I choose my songs. I write them basically in a notes app. And basically then I follow the same exact pattern as I found them in for the curated show. However, at the same time, I feel like that is quite restrictive to what we have to offer here every hour. So let's change things up and begin with something else. I mean, this might not change much for you, but this is going to be a bit different for me. So it's going to be nice. In any case, we'll begin with Zone Residue, again, off of the album by Realms, with a 3, by the way, instead of the E. Realms, a self-titled album. Zone Residue. Thank you. be right back after the ads.
Located in the heart of Little Burgundy, the Universal Negro Improvement Association of Montreal presents Unity in the Community. Marcus Garvey once quoted, "A people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots." Located at 2741 Notre Dame West, from February the 15th to March 15th, join us Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 for a vibrant series celebrating the legacy and ongoing contributions of the Black community in Montreal. Hosted by Gordon Weeks and Joe Zamal, each event is designed to engage, educate, and inspire through storytelling, film, and live performance. Discover the rich history, learn from trailblazers, and connect with others passionate about cultural heritage and empowerment. Sunday, February 22nd at 3 p.m., join us for a screening of Garvey's Ghost, an original Canadian series directed by Francis Ann Solomon. Travel through time and follow the hilarious adventures of Marcus Garvey's Ghost. There will also be a virtual Q&A with cast and crew, hosted in collaboration with Montreal School of Performing Arts. For more, check out uniamontreal334.com.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
That's right, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on There's a Synth in a House. It is an ending the near of the hour, but that does not stop us from listening to more bangers. Any case, that was Realms. Nice little spotlight on Realms. I really enjoyed this first album, and the last track was Interstitial by Realms. Actually, I should just name all the three tracks that I played over there over the past 10 minutes. So the first one was Zone Residue, next followed by Pattern Locked, and then Interstitial, with the last one being off of a completely new album remixing a single track. So I really find that impressive how you could just make 12 new tracks out of a single pattern of an original track. I find that to be absolutely amazing, just the creativity that you need to have to develop on that little, on that idea. So huge props to Realms, and I'm really curious how they're going to handle their future albums and new explorations of what since. It's really, really fun, and I really enjoyed that. Before we move on, and I just have a little thing that I wanted to rant about in some ways, it's really the fact that ambient music is not really available for physical release. Now, this is quite a specific thing that I'm mentioning, but there's going to be another song after the one that I'll play next that is all about ambience, and it is C418. A little spoiler. So C418 is the composer to the Minecraft soundtrack. However, he also made some absolutely amazing other ambient albums that are absolutely worth checking out, like Excursions or 148. They're very long, but they are just as good. Absolutely phenomenal. 2 hours of great ambient music, and it's just a shame, I feel like, that such great gems are not really released to the public in a physical form, especially, I mean, the rise of vinyl is not really as much as prominent as it was in the 80s, obviously, but still in physical release or in CDs as some collect them, it would be really nice to be more accessible instead of more mainstream things, although that is also great to release on physical, but I feel like a bit of diversity could go a long way. Of course, though, that is not to mention that might cost quite a bit for the actual musician themselves. So, little thing to say about that. So, yeah. We'll be continuing on with Exhilarating Calm, a song by MIID off of their EP called Distressors, released in 2021.
Chimes and fights, breath endless midnight sighs. Memories beyond the blue. Warm hands and energies around me. Drum beats in
listening to There's a Synth in the House. That will round up this hour. I'll join you again next week on Wednesday at 10 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. This is Septic Shock by C418 off of the album 148 that I mentioned earlier. Highly, highly recommend you listen to the entire 2 hours, as long as it may be. It is absolutely phenomenal, and there's smooth transitions between each song. So, that's the second track of the album, and there's so much more in there, as there is much more to be found in the remaining part of this month. So, look forward to that. Appreciate you sticking along. Sense out.